going on this season, like Massenet's Werther, which opened on Thursday night to a rapturous response. It stars tenor Vittorio Grigolo, whom we heard just a month ago as the love-struck teenager in Gounod's Romeo et Juliet. Now he's the lovelorn Werther, opposite mezzo-soprano Isabel Leonard as Charlotte. Charlotte marries another man, the dependable Albert. But Grigolo told me recently he doesn't believe this diminishes the bond between her and Werther.
She understands that something is going wrong inside her because I said, oh, yeah, I give my vows, but I felt something with this guy that is, he's pushing me. Even with the, she says, when she's sitting on a bench with the guy, Albert, talking, said, and Albert says to her, it's been 3 months that we are together and it's so beautiful, yes. But when he's touching his hand, she's taken away, like 3 months. And Werther and her met very few moments, and they've gone so far, more than what, that's love. I mean, she knows that she has something stronger from this guy, and he feels that, that he can have her, but at the end, she's a good girl.
Well, this is something different and rare for you to play a role that you don't, at the end, get the girl.
It's not that I don't get the girl, because we're not talking about something physical here. We're talking about something that goes beyond, and we're talking about feelings and senses. And
the connection of their hearts.
Yeah, yeah. Sensitivities and connections. And if he feels for only 1 second, he would have felt that she was embracing his idea. His life would have been great, even if it was 1 second. And this actually happened at the end. Charlotte, at the end, she said, yes, I love you. I je t'aime. And maybe I always loved you. And I never had the courage to follow my feelings.
When you were here singing Romeo, you told us that you related to his youthful enthusiasm and energy and ardor. What do you relate to in Werther?
The pain.
The pain?
Yeah. I think that we need to suffer. We need to feel it. I'm using a lot of pain that I use to have in my life, and I bring it on stage. I mean, that's the best. Life is the best teacher ever.
Do you consider that taking a risk to show your pain in front of people?
I think it was a risk before when I was not able to control it. And now I can, I've lived enough, and I think I can control it a little bit. So that's why I'm not scared.
When you were in Massenet's Manon, you were Desgrieux. There's another Massenet role you sang here.
Yeah.
How does the vocal writing differ for Werther?
First of all, Werther belongs to a different, scale in terms of vocal requirement from Desgrieux. It needs a more mature voice, I think, more depth, more color, more of a dark side. I think it's the right time to spot it out, to let it out in my repertoire and deliver this new role because I felt Desgrieux was already 7 years ago. I felt that Werther was ready now in my chord, in my vocal structure and tessitura, that I could really make a difference with it. So it's one of those roles that I think I'll keep it for a long time.
Tenor Vittorio Grigolo, who's starring in Massenet's Werther.
You know, Werther is such an intensely moving opera, and I must say that Vittorio's thrilling interpretation of the title role is something that simply should not be missed.
I agree. He and Isabel Leonard were electric together in that premiere performance the other night. Werther will be our broadcast 2 weeks from today on March 4th.